Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Does you or those in the member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely voting? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote?
For various things, most likely voting.
Most likely. Thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation?
No party affiliation.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school graduate, some college graduate with a bachelor, a postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. Are you or is a member of your family or your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
What is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, white, Caucasian, or other?
Caucasian, white. Yeah.
Thank you. What is your age?
Late 40s.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Now, from the following list, which issue should the governor and the state focus on to help your family? Which the following are local growth and development, taxes, access and cost of healthcare, abortion, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, K-12 education, climate and environment, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, or the economy and jobs?
Economy and jobs.
And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Do you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for them? Lean slightly to Democratic candidate? Or definitely vote for the Republican candidate?
Is there an undecided and usual option?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. If you're not decided, we can put it like that.
Yeah.
Undecided, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
That's a tough one. It's an undecided option, though. Yeah.
Sure. If you don't know, it's okay.
Yeah. It's a mixed bag.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
Disapprove. That one's easy.
We can say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
I'm going to say disapprove.
We can say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you never heard of that person, just let me know. Maxwell Frost?
Never heard of him.
Nate Douglas?
Never heard of him.
Susan Plasencia?
Never heard of her.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
I know she is. But no strong opinion.
Nothing. Okay, thank you.
Nothing.
You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming November elections. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Reform Party candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or another party candidate?
Another party candidate.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for another party candidate?
Probably.
Probably. Thank you. Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I misunderstood the question. Is there still the other category option?
Let me go over the question again. A smaller list of candidates, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Possibly neither. I might go libertarian.
Or you're quite not decided?
Yeah, not decided.
Undecided. Okay, thank you. If you had the choice today, which candidate are you leaning towards, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Just those options, Biden, it's a hard one, but.
Okay, yeah, thank you. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate, or Susan Placencia, the Republican candidate?
Undecided right now.
Undecided, okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, Nate Douglas or Susan Placencia?
Still undecided, yeah.
Still undecided. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, all other things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support if the election for Florida State House? A candidate who is in elected office and wants to use his experience to deliver for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform a state government?
The fresh perspective, I guess.
Okay. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not changed much.
Thank you. And over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at the record levels, and property and car insurance premium have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs, President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or the Republicans who control the state government in Tallahassee?
I'm undecided on that one.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, thank you. Now, you will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. First one, it's Nate Douglas, a proud African-American progressive who wants to stand up to the extremist MAGA Republicans and drastically change things in Florida. Better represents the need of underserved groups like minorities, immigrants, young people, and members of the LGBTQ community. To achieve this, Douglas supports things like raising taxes on the wealthy, canceling a student's loan debt, and creating a Green New Deal for Florida. And the next one is for Susan Placencia, a Hispanic woman who believes the dysfunction in Washington, D.C. is an embarrassment and is making things worse for everyday Americans. As your state representative in Tallahassee, Susan Placencia is a public servant who fights for good ideas to help people, not a politician who serves herself. Placencia has consistently worked with both Republicans and Democrats to deliver things like middle-class tax cuts, teacher pay rises, insurance reform, and relief for seniors. Based on those two statements, for which are you more likely vote, Nate or
Nate Douglas.
Nate, okay. If you knew the following statement, I appreciate your patience. We have a couple of questions more. I appreciate your patience a lot. If you knew the following statements about Susan Plasencia were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Plasencia in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that for me. The first one, Susan Plasencia believes that every child deserves the same access to a world-class education regardless of their zip code, which is why Plasencia voted for the largest expansion of the school choice in the state history, so more parents can send their child to the school that best meets their needs, all at no additional cost. That makes no difference for you. Much less likely vote for her, less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Next one, Susan Plasencia believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Susan Plasencia wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering and require big insurance company to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates. That makes no difference, much less likely, somewhat less likely, or somewhat more likely?
No real change.
No difference, okay. Like many long-time residents in your community, Susan Plasencia believes that growth and development have gotten out of control. Plasencia supports resident-led efforts to limit commercial and residential development in suburban and rural areas. That makes no difference for you, much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely, vote for her.
No difference.
No difference. Next one, as a single mom, Susan Plasencia understands the risk of our children, that our children face online. That's why Plasencia support a law to create online protection for children from social media companies that have made our children addict to their dangerous sites. That makes no difference for you, much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely, vote for her.
No difference.
Next one, Susan Plasencia believes in protecting and strengthening public education in Florida, which is why Plasencia voted for record increases in public school funding, as well as for an additional $2.5 billion for teacher pay raises. That makes no difference for you, much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely, vote for her.
No difference.
No difference. Last one for her. Susan Plasencia knows that Floridians are having a harder time keeping up with the rise in groceries prices and insurance rates. That's why Susan Plasencia voted for a record tax cut of $4.2 billion, including permanent tax cuts on baby supplies like cribs, diapers, and strollers. That makes no difference for you, much less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely voting for her.
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more.
Yeah. I got to go soon, so I don't have more questions there.
Being honest with you, probably 5 to 7 minutes more. If
I'm late for dinner already. I'm in my driveway. So.
Oh, okay. If you want, we're going to
continue
another day.
Maybe until later. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Yeah. All right. Bye.